UK's Natural History Museum to review offensive Charles Darwin exhibits, bowing to BLM pressure. By Kurt Zindelka on September 8, 2020. In response to the iconoclastic Black Lives Matter movement, the Natural History Museum has launched a review into supposedly offensive and problematic collections, including exotic birds collected by English naturalist Charles Darwin. The review will audit rooms, statues, and items that the executive board deems offensive for possible renaming or removal, to show how science, racism, and colonial power were inherently entwined. Documents revealed to The Telegraph from the review state that in light of Black Lives Matter and the recent anti-racist demonstrations around the world, the Natural History Museum will review whether any statues, or collections, or could potentially cause offense. The review will reportedly include specimens collected by Charles Darwin on the Galapagos Islands, which were instrumental in helping the naturalist form his theory of evolution. A curator of the museum listed the pieces as an example of Britain's many colonialist scientific expeditions. The museum is home to a statue depicting the 19th-century naturalist, which may also come under scrutiny during the leftist assault on British history. The review team argued that exotic birds collected by Darwin and Captain Robert Fitzroy on the island served to enable greater British control throughout South America. A statue honoring Thomas Henry Huxley, who promoted Darwin's theory of evolution to such an extent that he is known as Darwin's bulldog, has been targeted for removal as well due to his controversial views on race. The director of the Natural History Museum, Michael Dixon, told staff, "The Black Lives Matter movement has demonstrated that we need to do more and act faster. So as a first step, we have commenced an institution-wide review on naming and recognition. We want to learn and educate ourselves, recognizing that greater understanding and awareness on diversity and inclusion are essential," Dixon went on. A curator at the museum argued that collections need to be decolonized because museums were put in place to legitimize the racist ideology and that covert racism exists in the gaps between the displays. Besides targeting Darwin, the review is also looking into pieces collected by Sir Joseph Banks on his journeys with Captain James Cook for the British Empire, as well as flora specimens collected by Sir Hans Sloane, the founder of the British Museum. In August, the British Museum announced that it would be removing a bust of Sir Hans from its pedestal and placing it in a cabinet adorned with a plaque that describes his connections to the slave trade in Jamaica. Follow Kurt on Twitter at @KurtZindelka.